Neighbor is a new contractor, new prime contractor for the tolling.
At this point, you take items under engineering one through five, unless we want to take those individually.
We can take them together, but I got some questions first, please.
Okay.
So on items two and three, these contracts run, it seems like you called it a sister contract or sister, that they, where one ends, the other one begins, and it's technically a $53 million project that combined together.
Yes.
And it's the same company that's doing both. Do you think, again, because of the size of the contract and not unbundling this is the reason why we're only receiving one bid on one of them? Or do you see in the future where, I mean, I'd like to see, maybe that's the reason why when we're running two contracts like that for $55 million, that is the reason why we're only getting one bid from one of the companies, and it seems like these two companies are on the list of the top 50 contractors for the tollway for last year as well.
They have done a lot of work for us,
and we're looking for more opportunities for other smaller businesses, not so much minority businesses, but just small businesses that can do smaller contracts and get the bonding. And when we're putting out $23-30 million worth of construction contracts out there, it's very hard for these companies to get the bonding, which I would see is probably one of the reasons that they're not able. And also, it seems like we're just piggybacking, and it's really a $55 million contract rather than a $23 and a $30 million contract.
So I think I'll answer that.
Just to get us the best price, because when I see that only one person bids, I just don't think it's in the best interest of the toll that we're getting the best price available that's out there. That's my comment.
Okay.
The other comment that I have, and this is what I would like to see also, is even though I know we're meeting the DBE goal, the DBE goal has different classes. And the DBU goal has classes of African-American contractors, Latino contractors, women, minority, and minority women as well. And I would like to see in the future when, you know, because this is given to me 3-4 days before our meeting, and this is a lot of stuff to digest. And I think we as directors have a responsibility to make sure that not only are we meeting the DBU goals, but are we meeting them in the different classes as well. Just for example, there is about 11-12% African American contractors that are available to do this work, but our past experience has shown that African American contractors are getting about 3-4% of the contracts available at the tollway, and this is off of our own studies. The second class is women contractors. So I would like to see that the DBE goal is being met, but could we break it down in terms of, and especially like this contract here, contract for $23 million, how much of it is African-American contracts, how much of it is a Latino? And you may have the backup, but maybe for us directors, just to get a little bit more idea of how we're meeting that DBE goal. Are we meeting the DBE goal just because of Latinos? Are we meeting it just because of women-held businesses? And maybe we're dropping the ball where, in the construction, where African-Americans and women are, I believe, is where there's disparity. So in the future, I would like to kind of see, is it possible to break down those DBE goals based on class and not just bulk them all together and say we've met the goal? Is that possible?
It's possible, yes.
Possible to break the goal itself as we set it, or possible how they're achieving it?
No, like right now, on item two, you say we've committed 20%. How's that 20% achieved? How much of it is African American? How much of it is Latino? How much, based on the different classes? Just another five items here, so I can at least see, are we making progress in the right classes within the DBE? I would like that information.
You have that? Okay.
And it'd make it, you know, so at least we can kind of keep an eye on that.
Sure.
Well.
That's very useful.
So I just wanted to say, as far as the price of the job goes, I'm confident that we're getting the best price we could get on this work.
Okay.
And I said that because we did compare it to the Central Tri-State, and we saw what the bid prices were there. We had a lot more competition on those jobs, and these prices are beating those. So I feel good about the unit price for the largest item in this contract, which was the asphalt. That also is one of the reasons why I don't think we could have broke it down any further. I mean, we broke the $50 million into two pieces to try to generate some, you know, competition and not let them go and get the whole thing all at once. So that did help, and we saw that helped because we got more bidders on the further east section. But really the controlling item is there's a big asphalt plant right in DeKalb and a big asphalt plant in Rochelle. So whoever is going to do that work has to get the materials from these two individuals. They have a proximity advantage on this work that's hard to break up. We thought about, you know, maybe allowing or including a mobile asphalt plant. You see them sometimes in the interchanges as you're driving when there's big jobs going on. That could work in some areas. It wouldn't necessarily work here because a lot of the cost is associated with trucking the materials and how far you have to truck the materials. So even if we allowed them to locate a mobile plant right in our infield or within our property somewhere close to the job, these other firms who were trying to compete against them would still have to truck all the raw materials into that plant, and they have to run those plants with fuel. So those costs kind of make it prohibitive for others to really, like if I would have broke it up into 20 small pieces, they probably all would have been done by William Charles or Kern still.
But it is something that, you know, we've committed that we're going to come back to the directors with plan or proposals and thoughts on unbundling. So, you know, it is something that we should look at, and we can clearly, you know, articulate where the challenges might be, where the opportunities might be, and then we can make some decisions going forward. There might be more opportunities here than we appreciate the offset.
And item four on the landscape is, it seems like we're doing one project on a 294, another one on a Jane Addams Memorial. Are these more, a little bit more different than the paving where they're back to back, where, you know, where they're touching here? Are they in two different locations where it's not, you know, right next to each other? And could we have maybe unbundled those two and maybe had more than one bid? Or are they that close to proximity that it couldn't be done?
We felt that, you know, they were pretty close together. I mean, we advertised similar jobs last year. We do the landscaping work typically after we finish up the big construction activity because we don't want to install the landscaping at the same time because it'll destroy it. So last year we did get a little more competition. We had actually three people. The job was a little higher dollar value. We were hoping that just lowering it, you know, the dollar value would encourage more vendors to participate in it. It didn't happen. We certainly, you know, like Kristen mentioned, we know based on the comments that we are focused on looking at this unbundling, and that certainly could be something that we could look further at, breaking it into two pieces so at least they're done by corridor.
Other than VCU and Hosea, how else do we advertise in the outreach to the different?
You know, they find out about our jobs a few different ways. I mean, we distribute our contract documents directly to 9 assist agencies, and I apologize, I don't have them all memorized, but I know those are the main ones. We also post these advertisements on our website. In fact, you can go on the Tollway's website right now and look at the planned bid letting schedule, and it tells all the jobs that are coming up. So we do inform our contractors and our consultants that's how we're planning to do work. And in addition, they can sign up and receive notices from the Procurement Policy Board website. And every time a bid is posted, they send out notifications to everybody who signed up to receive those notifications.
And the same concern on question 5, it seems like with that landscape, it seems like it's in two different areas as well, one on 294 off of Cicero, and the other one is on the Reagan Memorial. And again, same question, and I guess you just answered it too. that it seems like they're not that close here in proximity, and maybe there where an unbundling would probably give them more opportunities for somebody to have a $175,000 contract, which is more easily able to bond it than a $347,000 contract.
And that's something we will definitely look at on these contracts.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Let's move under engineering. Let's items number 1 through 5. I'd like to have a motion to approve and move to the full board.
There a motion?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion passes. Move to the full board. Okay. Item number 6.
Chairman, if I can interrupt, this is Jim Banks. I need to sign off for the meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
Item number 6, 7, 8, and 9. Acceptance of proposal.
Okay. The next four items concern professional service contract awards. All these awards, the selections were made on PSB, that's Professional Service Bulletin 11-2. We only have one contract remaining off of that bulletin that remains to be awarded, and then we plan to bring that next month. But item 6 is a professional service contract for construction management. It's related to our Plan 2012 work at I-90 and the Illinois Route 47 interchange. Award is recommended to Omega and Associates in the amount of $3,498,813.60. Omega is a prime DB firm, and they also have a mentor protege agreement as part of their proposal with R&G Engineering on this contract.
Right.
Item 7 is a professional service contract for construction management related to rehab of 3 bridges on the Tri-State Tollway. This was item 1 on the construction contract award on today's agenda. Award is recommended to IE Consultants in the amount of $244,717.48. This firm, I will note, has not been selected for any prime work at the tollway since 2005. Item number 8 is a professional service contract for construction management related to roadway and widening on the Reagan Memorial Tollway from Deer Path Road to Illinois Route 56. This is a 1-mile section. The construction contract, the bids are going to open in this coming month, and we hope to be awarding that at a February board meeting. Award is recommended to ESI Consultants in the amount of $1,060,478.36. ESI has a mentor protege agreement on this proposal with DSI Associates. Also, I will note that ESI likewise has not been selected for any work recently at the tollway since 2007. Item 9 is a professional service contract. This is for study and research to integrate transit options on the Jane Adams Memorial Tollway. Award is recommended to Delcan Corporation in the amount of $782,226.50. This is a unique professional services contract. The tollway actually received a grant from the Federal Highway Administration for $582,840. That's going to go towards this study and research. In addition, we're going to be partnering with RTA to provide detailed bus route analysis as part of this study. And the RTA is also going to contribute $60,588.25, and Liz will be presenting the amendment to that agreement in the legal agenda. This study is critical to us. We're planning to rebuild and widen I-90. We've made a commitment to integrate transit onto this corridor, and this study is going to help us plan this out and make sure that it's going to be a success. We're going to look at conceptual short and medium term transit concepts. They're going to assess the options for where we should have stations and the potential locations of mass transit. They're going to do a transit demand analysis, so we're going to figure out, you know, how many people this will serve and how valid it will be. As I mentioned, this is specialty work. We only got 2 bids on this particular item that we advertised in the bulletin. Well, the one firm was disqualified, though, because they did not have that Board of Election certificate. We're looking forward to getting into the study, and especially since this is one of the first aspects of the new Illinois program that we're going to be working on.
Okay. Any questions regarding items 6 through 9?
On item 7, contract for LE Consultant for $244,717.48. Again, the same thing with this engineering, with when we meet the goals, if we could kind of break down also as well the difference between the different classes, that would be very helpful. Also on the statement of interest with all the respondents that did respond, I see sometimes on the contractual we actually put the dollar amounts of their bids, but here we don't. Is there a reason why we don't? My second question is, are any of these that were respondents ever been selected as primes before?
Those are very good questions. The first one, because this is a professional service contract award, we follow the Qualification-Based Selection Act, so price does not is not part of the selection process. After we do the selections and we identify the top firm that we feel is most qualified to do this work, then we begin negotiations with them. If we cannot come to terms with them during the negotiation process, like they just will not, they don't understand the scope the same way we do, or they're just too expensive, we do have the ability to go to the second selected most qualified bidder. So we don't get price proposals from them.
So there's no pricing. And is there any anything taken into consideration when a lot of these primes can do the work, because it's such a small contract and they're probably located in our Region 1 and Region 2 of the tollway, yet the vendor that's selected is coming out of Springfield?
Yeah, I think we do evaluate the proposals with respect to qualifications, so that we look at their firm's ability to do the work, we look at their people's ability to do the work, we look at their diversity proposal that's included in this, and they had a mentor protege, so that helped them a little bit. We also looked at, you know, when they have received work from us, and on this item, we looked at all the other potential bidders who submitted proposals on this. No other ones, all of them have received work with us since 2007, and most of them have gotten work more recently in 2010 and 2011. So we're trying to give opportunities and spread the opportunities out to as many people as possible. We noted that they hadn't been selected for any work at the tollway since 2004, so that, you know, we figured, you know, let's get them in again. They did good work for us before, you know, they'll do good work for us again.
But some of the respondents that are listed here have been selected as primes before.
Yes.
Okay. And then again, in going back, the over budget, we're taking that again to that reserve, program reserve under the budget detail, because it's over budget?
Yes. Okay. And the reason why we established the budgets early on, and they're usually for the professional services based on a percentage of the construction contract. The uniqueness of this contract is that it's three different bridge locations. The contractor could work at each location simultaneously. We didn't disallow that. In fact, that would get the work done in the fastest possible way. However, if they do work at each location simultaneously, they have to have more inspectors out there, because we want them to be monitoring the work as it's occurring. Also, we have some night work. So those factors were considered when we were negotiating with them, and that's why this one came in slightly above the budget. We feel it's justified. We are going to monitor it as it rolls out. If, in fact, there is a lot of, continuous work going on at all three locations, we may possibly have to come back for a supplement request, but we will do that before they can spend the money.
And that goes for the same as item number 8, is being over budget by $147,000 as well?
Yes. As I mentioned, as we establish the budgets early on based on a percentage of the construction work, and then we do the detailed negotiations with them, and if we come to terms and agreement on it, then we move forward with it.
Okay.
You mentioned on 5613, every single respondent has operated as a prime with us before, except for HR Green. I noted that they were just a sub with us before, and also Engineering Services Group, which is a DB firm. They have been a sub with us since in 2011, but they haven't been a prime with us before. So everyone else was a prime with us before.
Thank you.
All right. Items 6 through 9 for acceptance of proposals of all four. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the full board. Items 10 and 11, partial release of retainage.
So item 10 is a request for partial release of retainage, which will thereby reduce retention to $394,391.60. This is on construction contract 5588. This contract is with Clody Construction. It's for work that they did last year on the Jane Addams Memorial Tollway. When we evaluate whether or not we're going to release any other earned retainage, we look at how much work is remaining. We have to keep two times the amount. Our policy says we keep two times the remaining work, so that's why we're holding $394,000 back. The other thing we look at is how they're progressing on their DBE commitment, and on this one, you will see if there's a shortfall. We have followed up with both the contractor and our construction manager on this job, and they know that not all the payments have cleared through the process yet. They feel that it is going to exceed the DBE goal. When the project does get finally closed out, so we feel good moving forward with this one. Item 11 is a request for partial release of retainage, which will reduce retainage to $43,600 on construction contract 5617. This contract was a joint venture with William Charles and also Rock Road Companies. And this too is for work that they did last year for us on the Jane Young Memorial Tollway. Their paperwork right now is showing that they're going to exceed the DB goal, and I'm recommending releasing the retainage.
Okay. Any questions? Hear a motion for approval of items 10 and 11?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Motion full board. Thank you, Paul. Item number 9, legal.
Good morning, directors. Legal has the following items for your consideration to be moved to the consent agenda this morning. Item 1 is a second intergovernmental agreement with the University of Illinois. Tollway and the University executed an agreement on March 2, 2010, providing for research in areas such as selection of pavement materials, lane closure safety, effectiveness of signage, and environmental impacts on highway projects. A first intergovernmental agreement addendum was executed on March 10, 2011. Which provided additional funding to continue the research. This second addendum provides additional funding to research new priorities and tasks. Additional funding of $250,000 is required, increasing the upper limit from $400,000 to $650,000. Item number 2 is a first amendment to an intergovernmental agreement with the Regional Transportation Authority, which relates to Paul's item 9. That he discussed. This IGA will improve the express bus service value planning study on the Jane Addams I-90 corridor and new priorities and specific tasks which have been identified requiring additional funding. The RTA will reimburse the tollway an additional $61,000 for this work. Item number 3 is approval of a workers' compensation settlement regarding two claims for an employee, Walter Smith. Settlement amount is $375,000. If you would like to have discussion on this further, we can do that in executive session. Item number 4 is a settlement for a personal injury claim that was filed against the tollway, Nicholas Conrad versus the tollway, in the amount of $30,000. The board authorized this amount for settlement purposes at last month's meeting, and there was a settlement that was reached. This is approval of the final dollar amount. Mr. Conrad was operating a motorcycle when he was struck in the head and nasal area by a manual lane gate at Plaza 89 and sustained injuries. And finally, item 5 is a resolution authorizing the Colway to approve payment of invoices for services provided by a vendor after the expiration of a contract in a timely manner when the work has already been performed. This resolution is comparable to other resolutions delegating Colway staff to approve routine matters such as liability claims on an as-needed basis. Having such authority reduces the risk to the tollway for potential litigation resulting from delayed payment for services provided. Moving these items to the consent agenda is requested.
On this last one, is there a ceiling or a floor?
The authority would be for items under $49,000 to be done by staff, and anything over 50 would come to the board.
So should we indicate, we maybe should have indicated that in the lineup? To make it clear.
I will add that for next week.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Should we take these individually?
I think they could be done as a group.
As a group, okay. Does anybody want to go into executive session to discuss any of these? Not necessarily. Okay.
I would wait for the full board.
Okay.
To do
okay. All right. Motion for items one, or motion for approval. Items 1 through 5 under legal. We'll move to the consent agenda. All, do I have a motion?
May I ask a question? I agree with you about doing it with the full board so we don't have to do it twice. Does it make sense then to remove this one settlement and not put it on the consent agenda, because we really aren't consenting, because we, or at least I feel as if we're not sure what we're consenting to.
You're consenting that these matters can be discussed by the full board. Agenda.
Okay. Okay.
Right, so we're not agreeing on the settlement. We're just agreeing to put it on the
correct
full board so the full board can discuss it.
Correct. So we should, maybe we can make a note certainly in the minutes that should make that we'll have executive session before this one is voted. Is voted on.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. Do I hear a motion for approval?
I think we've already done that. I interrupted.
You're okay.
You quarreled for
we
a vote.
We were first second. Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion passes. Moves to the consent agenda. Thank you. Any unfinished business discussion? Item 11, any new business? I don't believe there's a need for executive session. Any other comments? Anything else? Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.